Please turn into the fifth chapter of Matthew chapter 5, as I'm going to talk about a very interesting topic today, and that's the topic of hiding the light. Starting in verse 14 of Matthew 5, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but in a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I would like to draw your attention to the first point, and that is shining in a dark world. Shining in a dark world. Dearly beloved, we are set on a high hill to be seen of those hiding in darkness. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The God of this world is the devil. Beloved, our job is to shine in the light of the gospel into a dark world. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 79, "To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace." The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." That's right. A person gets saved. When a person gets saved, he will no longer walk in darkness. He will walk in light. For the Holy Spirit of God that's inside of him, that has made his abode in the new creature, giveth him light and giveth him all wisdom liberally to whoever he asks. He no longer thinks sin is normal. He no longer thinks drinking is normal. He no longer thinks fornication is normal. Whenever he thinks about committing those sins or looking in the past, the Holy Spirit convicts him and he thanks God that he saved him out of a life of sin. I'm here to tell you that the light of the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the light, transforms and changes those who used to do sin. Such were some of you, the Bible says. And now I can honestly say, and for some of you listen to this program, that one day you got on your hands and knees and asked Jesus to save you. Oh, that blessed book says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And the Lord came down and saved you, transformed you, and turned you into a new creature, and you started to walk in light. Oh, don't cover the light. Beloved, what a shame it is that some Christians today look like the world. Men with long hair, women dressed like harlots, women dressed in extremely short shorts, causing men to lust and go against Matthew chapter 5 to 8. Men, you ought not to look at those types of women. Men, you ought to look away. And if you catch a glimpse of that, turn away quickly and ask God to forgive you. Bless God, we need to have some Christians who stop looking like the world, looking like the devil's crowd, looking like what they used to be and what God saved them out of from. I'm here to tell you that when you look like the world, talk like the world, cuss like the world, party like the world, drink booze like the world, fornicate like the world, skip church like the world, don't tithe like the world, that the light of the gospel is hid. Oh, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We ought not to walk in darkness, for our God is light. You ought not to walk like you don't have sense, because our God is the light. You ought to walk like you've been instructed by the biblical words of God. If not, that means you're not reading your Bible. And that's another problem we face today. Christians not reading their Bible. They don't know the commands of God. They end up trespassing the commands of God and walking like they're in darkness. Read the Bible. We ought not to walk in darkness, for God is light. Oh, that precious book says in 1 John chapter 1, 5, it says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." We ought not to conform to anything that has to do with the world, lest the glorious light of the gospel message is hid. Some of you like posting the songs of this world on your Facebook. Some of you like posting country music, rap music, and ungodly sinful music on your social media page. pages like Instagram. Oh, bless God, when you do things like that, you're causing the gospel light to be hid. You call yourself a Christian. You put Christian on your profile page. But every action that you do betrays the very fact that you're a Christian. You look like the world on your social media page. However, I'm here to tell you once again that you're a wicked, backsliding sinner who's covering the light of the gospel. And I tell you, you need to get on an old-fashioned aisle and ask God to forgive you of your sins and take that junk off your social media page so that people can see the light. Separate yourselves from the world. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Receiving you means the Lord will bless you. You become acceptable. I learned from my friends today, my dear friends, Brother Tom, Mr. Tut, and they were teaching me about Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Sacrificing is surrendering your life to the Lord, making sure that whatever you do for the Lord is godly. Remember that God doesn't accept sin, any type of sin. Is not going to be accepted by the Lord. As I say again, I'll read the verse again. "Wherefore come out from among them." Them is those that are serving the devil, that are lost and on the way to hell. "And be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you." Receiving you means the Lord will bless you. Remember that the Lord cannot bless you if you're in sin. We ought to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." That's in Romans chapter 12. If you want to have the blessing of the Lord in your life, we must stop mimicking the world, acting like the world, partying like the world, dressing like the world. How will the world know that you're a Christian? The world identifies a police officer by the things he wears. The world identifies the lifeguard by the things he wears. The world identifies a doctor by the uniform he wears. But I tell you today, I ask you a very important question that we all should think about. Can the world identify a Christian based on how he acts, how he dresses, how he cuts his hair, how he works at the job, how he doesn't go into happy hour, how he doesn't go to the strip club to watch the go-go girls dancing? Can the world tell that you're a Christian? I heard a preacher say that if we're standing trial to be convicted as a Christian, is there enough evidence to convict us that we're Christians? Or does our evidence show that we look like the devil's seed? Oh, what a sobering thought that we all should think about. Am I acting like a Christian, a follower of Christ? Is there enough evidence to convict you that you're a Christian? Shame on me and anyone else who calls themselves Christians, acting like the world, fitting in the world. Fitting in the world does not glorify God. Acting like the world doesn't glorify God. Having the drum sets and rock and roll on the stage doesn't glorify God. Having the smoke in the mirrors and the rock concert lights doesn't glorify God. Having the preacher preaching jeans without the suit doesn't glorify God. In verse 16 in our text, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The word glorify means to praise, to magnify, in honor, worship, to ascribe to honor in thought or words. We ought to praise God with giving our life to Him. Letting your light glorifies God. 1 Peter 2 verse 12 says, "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, that may by your good works which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." That's in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. That means when the world is expecting you to mess up, you don't mess up. You do your best at work. When people slack off, you work harder. When people are taking longer breaks, you take the break exactly how it's supposed to be and the amount of time that you are given by your management. Oh, it says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." I think we should give God our best. Oh, we should give God our best. My daddy and mommy put a tie on me, a shirt on me, a suit on me. And when I go into that church, I ought to give God my best. If you don't have those things, that's fine. Give God the very best that you can give. Give Him your best. I would like to point your attention to point number two. It says, shine the light because the Lord bought you. That's right. There's a reason why we must walk according to the Bible. All these rules, you complain about all these rules. You complain about all these rules. But I would ask you, if a man took a bullet for your life and his last request as he lay dying in your arms was, take care of my family, would you do it? That man took a bullet for you. Well, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ came down to this world and died on the cross for your sins. And all is he's asking you to do after in exchange for taking you out of the world and taking you into heaven when you die is to obey his commands. Beloved, God's people are a peculiar people. That means we're owned by God. The word peculiar comes from the word peculiaris or peculium from peculium. It means to own property or like cattle, to own property. You see, you're peculiar in God's eyes. God owns us because he bought us with his blood. The wonderful word of God says in Hebrews 9:14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead, from dead works to serve the living God? 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 7:23, it says, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. That's right. Stop trying to fit in. Stop trying to be the servants of men. Jesus Christ bought you with his blood. Oh, he died on the cross for our sins so that we can ask him to come into our heart and save us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Many years ago, Jesus came to this world to die for us. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. That's right. If you believe in Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and save you, he'll save you. But that comes at a price. You might think that's free, and it is free, but it was still bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And he's asking you today to live for him and stop hiding the light. The Bible says in Matthew 28:18-20, it says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, because the Lord bought us the least. Because the Lord bought us, the least we can do is shine the light. My friends out there listening to this program, Jesus bought us with his blood. He gave his life for us and rose again on the third day. What can we do for him? What can we do for Jesus who gave his life for us? The Bible says the least we can do is give our life for him. This passage that we're reading today in the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew is a commandment to shine the light in dark places so that people can get saved. In Romans 12:1-2, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The service we are to do is bring the gospel light into the world. There's people walking in darkness. There's people suffering. There's a man that's a drunkard letting the bottle control his life. There's a man out there taking drugs. There's a man out there beating his wife and children that are walking in darkness. And we need to take the gospel light to them. Oh, brother, you need to put the tracks in your pocket. You need to go out there and talk to your neighbor. When you're on social media, thank God for social media technology. We can post some tracks online. We can send someone a gospel track online. We need to get the gospel light into the world so that they may believe and get saved. That's a reasonable service. The least you can do for the one that gave it all is win souls. He that win the souls is wise. He that win the souls is wise. It takes effort. Oh, brethren, we all must remember to put the tracks in our pocket. We can't be lazy about this. Oh, may God forgive me for every time I forget to put a track in my pocket to give out to a lost and dying soul. The Bible says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. This is how you send the gospel light. This is how you shine the gospel light into a lost and dying world. Lastly, my beloved, remember that your effort to shine the light will not be in vain. You might feel guilty. I felt guilty as I was painting this sermon. I said, oh God, forgive me if I conducted myself in a way that hid the light. Oh God, forgive me. In 1 Corinthians 15, 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For those out there that are out there passing out the tracts, witnessing to people, sending the light into a lost and dying world, the Lord sees your works. Oh, precious God in heaven, you see our works. There's no need for us to show off in front of men or any of that thing, Lord. Oh God, you see our works. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. Oh, the Lord sees your works, your labor of love. Lastly, beloved, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24 says, and whatsoever you do, do heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of an inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. It is worth shining the light because people get saved, and God blesses those who shine the light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Shine the light. Shine the light. It glorifies our Father.